This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports talk show for your drive home.
I had some bad milk, matter of fact, when I was off and didn't realize it. And I'm like, oh, is this milk good? And I put it in my coffee and didn't realize it. And then I was like, pfft. And she's like, Michelle's like, this milk, it's been, you know, it's outdated like 2 months ago. I'm like, why is it in here?
Unless you see mold on it or it's milk. I'm with Carl. I rolled a dice.
By the way, isn't it true you can let almond milk go like a couple weeks longer than regular milk?
Yeah, because it's not regular milk.
You know what we can't keep letting go? This segment. We have to break, bro.
This is Dukes and Bell
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I miss Turtle today.
Yeah, man. No offense, Dom. Dom, just work on your snarkiness, and if you feel something's really boring, just chime in, okay?
Yeah, that's what he does. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I said this as we started the show today. Dom is not Dom Toretto from the Fast and the Furious movies, but when he said it, I asked him what his last name was, and he was explaining to me, and then we were laughing because I said, whenever I hear that name, because, you know, I don't run across a lot of Doms. I may know two. And so when he said, my name's Dom, I thought about, you know, Dom Toretta. If you're not a Fast and the Furious guy, then you might not get that. But Dom, how big are you? How tall are you? Are you as big as that character in the movie?
Not quite.
No?
I'd say I'm, what, 5'10 and a half. I tell women I'm 5'11.
That's what I say, 5'11 in heels.
Vin Diesel is the guy that plays that character, so that's why I was asking. Because,
you know, he's always, and he talks the same in all the movies.
It's about family.
Yes, exactly.
Even in the Dodge commercials, American Muscle. It's the same voice.
It's the same voice. I mean, I'm like, Vin Diesel. This guy's made $1 jillion, Mike.
What's the same dude. What is a terrible? I watch. It's such a bad movie, and I still watch it every
Science
time.
Science fiction?
Yeah, where he's got the eyeballs are like silvery glow. What the hell is that movie? Oh, you know, we've talked about how bad this movie is, Squid.
Chronicles of Riddick.
The Chronicles of Riddick. Thank you, Dom. Give Dom the assist. I mean,
there
that movie. I'm 20 minutes in. I'm like, why am I? It's terrible. Why am I watching this?
And but he sounds the same.
That's right.
All the movies.
It doesn't matter what movie it is, dude. And then, you know, it's like an action scene.
You don't want to punch me.
Although he was funny. I've actually been to some of the clubs in Prague that he was in when he did, Triple X?
Yeah, Triple X, you know, that's right,
The things I'm going to do for my country.
These lines.
Anyway,
man.
There you go.
All right, man. Coming up, we will talk more about our Braves. Oh, by the way, are these injuries, and we're going to talk about this in about 20 minutes, are these injuries starting to be a concern for you with the Braves?
Well, you know, you were on this as soon as it went down. We wanted Acuña back. He looked great. He looked great in Gwinnett. And maybe the doctors and the medical staff was right, and they should have said, no, we're going to have to hold to this. And whether it came from Alex Anthopoulos or wherever it came from, and, you know, Snicker was following orders, they thought he was good to go. And now you begin to wonder, okay, there's a reason why guys don't bounce back immediately from injuries like that. And we need to be more patient, because now the worst thing is we're going to be going through this all season long now, where Acuña's going to miss a week, and then he's going to get back, and he's going to aggravate something else. He's going to miss two more games. That would kill this team.
Yeah, I know. We're waiting to see what this thing's going to look like tonight. Remember, he's day-to-day, and then Ozuna now. So you just need those two big run producers in your lineup. And Ozuna was hot, Mike, and then that scratch late last night, as I think it was about 45 minutes before the first pitch, we got word that he was not going to play. So we're keeping an eye out, guys. We'll talk more about the Braves coming up in 20 minutes in my Vin Diesel voice.
Let's talk dogs. That's your cue, dog.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs. The Dog Report is brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia, a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Our buddy Connor Riley, who joins us from Dog Nation, wrote about the potential raises for Kirby Smart and the raise for Todd Monken. We know Monken got a raise. And he's asking the question, Mike, what does it mean? What does it mean for Georgia football? I think people forget. Now, I'm not saying this because I'm all about Todd Monken. I still would love to see them do more. But it's hard for me to complain when dude just won a national championship and won basically with a walk-on quarterback that a lot of people didn't believe in. So it's hard for me to criticize. But when you go back to James Coley, Mike, do you remember how frustrated you were with James Coley?
Yeah, nobody really liked James Coley. Let's be honest. I thought it was garden variety. It was boilerplate offensive calling, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he was the guy in 2019. People forget.
Package deal with Sam Pittman.
That's right. Offense really wasn't that good. And then you go get Todd Monken from the NFL ranks. Well, for those who haven't heard, Monken now is going to be, if not the highest paid OC, one of them in the country at about $2 million annually. Mike, it's a $750,000 increase from his previous salary at $1.25 million. So it makes him the highest paid assistant in coaching sports as far as college football is concerned. Some people may have a problem with that. Again, guy just won a national championship and replayed a team in Alabama that a lot of people said Georgia's not going to score 33 points on him. They did and won it. So it's hard for me to argue what Todd Monken is. Now, I think the question, though, Mike, is consistency. Can he make Stetson Bennett any better?
Well, this is the debate we were kind of talking about. Wasn't it the conversation about Arch Manning? And would he be as sexy as like a Steve Sarkisian who's also put guys in the NFL? Yeah, I mean, what do you want from Stetson Bennett that you haven't already seen? I think, if anything, Stetson Bennett, just do what you're doing. You'll have more weapons. Now, I know that you're going to miss George Pickens, but you've also got these tight ends that are going to be unbelievable. Look at the best tight ends in the country. So how are you going to use those guys? Are you going to move? Are we going to reinvent the wheel with Stetson Bennett this year and move him around behind some of the new pieces on offensive line?
Listen, I think there has to be improvement. And when I say that, maybe it's just minimal. Again, I'm not asking Stetson Bennett to throw for 500 yards a game. I don't think he's going to have to do that at Georgia.
Right.
But I do think these small incremental things that are going to make him a better quarterback so that Georgia does have a chance at another national championship starts and finishes with Todd Monken. The crazy thing about these raises, and we still haven't seen the exact number what Smart's going to get, but Dan Mullen was making more money than Kirby Smart at the start of 2021. You know, since then, Mullen's gone, and you got Smart, a national champion, and now about to become, I think, the highest paid coach in college football. It's crazy how all of this works out. But, Mike, do you remember when he got hired and we were both saying, you only make this move to go away from Coach Mark Richt if you get a guy that's going to come in here and win championships?
Right.
Did it take a little bit longer? Maybe.
Should have had it. Well, again, a few plays here and there, and you could have beat. You would have been ahead of the schedule, and you would have beaten Alabama in Mercedes-Benz. But you know what? I just think the whole tenor changed. And I think it started a little bit when they brought in, Jeremy Pruitt? Now, again, Pruitt flamed out up in Tennessee.
That's right.
But he was the guy that was first trying to say to Richt, and again, this is not a shot at Mark Richt, but it was like, guys, what are we doing here? Are we trying to build great student-athletes? Are we trying to win a national championship here? And the idea to import some of that stuff that Jimbo and Nick Saban were doing, and then obviously Kirby does it at a higher level, and he's certainly raised the bar. But, yes, everything that he was tasked with, he has accomplished. And that's why whatever he's going to get, the $10 million or whatever makes him the highest-paid coach, he deserves it.
Monken, by the way, now he makes more than what Dan Lanning was making last season. Lanning went from – he was making 1.7, and then now he's the coach at Oregon. So Monken's deal now is more than what Dan Lanning was
making as the
DC. He went from
1.2 to $2 million, right?
Yes.
Right.
So that's a hell of a jump. I mean, you know, it is. But
think about the game plan. You know, think about how, and I would say, obviously, they were better than Michigan, and they just kicked their butts. But the pivot, and again, I'm not talking about the injuries, okay, because the injuries to wide receiver at Alabama, those guys were not playing defensive back or defensive line. Mm-hmm. Think about how Georgia went right after it with a vertical passing game. Remember you and I were talking about, are they going to run the ball 30 times? What are they going to do? They completely went for it at the right time. I thought the play calling was on the money in that national championship game. Nothing you could complain about.
My biggest fear from the time they lost in the SEC championship game to a rematch, which Georgia fans were furious at me. Of course we want a rematch. And I was like, after seeing that? But what we didn't realize, and my biggest fear was, could they come from behind and win? Mike, they did.
Right. Think about after the strip fumble, and they go right back down and throw it. I mean, that's the balls that takes, too, by the way. Because some Mark Richt teams, you know, again, not dogging Rick, but other coaches might have been a little more conservative in that next series.
Yeah, man. It's Dukes and Bell. It is our dog report. The Monken contract is out there. Kirby's deal, not done. Or if it is, it's not been announced yet. But, again, we're keeping an eye out. But next week when we come back, don't be surprised if it leaks out that, you know, again, this is $100 million. And we've been saying this for the last few days, not because – you know, we're for or against it. It's just kind of what it is. I have no problems with it, but, you know, I know some people hear that, Mike, and they go, damn, Kirby making $100 million? Yes. Yes.
Yeah, said this yesterday. It's just like in the NFL when a quarterback resets the market. I mean, you think about, remember when Matt Ryan got his deal? What, the $100 million? It's just, it's what the going rate is. And when you see what Ryan Day got, and he hasn't won a national championship, and what Lincoln Riley got at USC, and he didn't win anything at Oklahoma, took him some really big games. Kirby's done it. He's everything you could possibly want is in place. The only thing missing, and you may get that if Arch Manning comes here, is that big superstar Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, which apparently every Georgia fan covets. And I don't care who the quarterback is. You know, I mean, Buck Ballew won a championship. You want to throw it 14 times in a game? I mean, who cares, right?
You're right.
Just get it done. Yeah, but again, I don't know. I'll never understand the lack of respect for Stetson Bennett, but I just think guys want that sexy Heisman. That's what they wanted when Justin Fields was there. That's what they thought Fromm or Eason was going to be, too.
Sugar Bowl, by the way, has been moved off its usual primetime spot to noon Eastern on December 31st to avoid a conflict with the Monday night NFL game. So the bowl schedule was released. The games begin on December 16th. Now, do we have too many bowls? The answer is yes. With the Bahamas Bowl and the Cure Bowl in Orlando and all of that stuff around December 16th. But the fact that the Sugar Bowl has been moved, Mike, because they didn't want any conflicts, they want that to stand alone.
Smart.
Yeah, it is. The Rose Bowl scheduled for 5 o'clock Eastern January 2nd on ESPN, and then it'll be preceded by the Bills and Bengals game. So you get the Rose Bowl, and then you get the NFL, and probably a really good game if both of those teams are living up to expectations.
Right on.
So the last time the Sugar Bowl was played before January 1st, you have to go back to 1995 when it was December 31st game between Virginia Tech and Texas.
Pretty cool. Yeah. So, man, just can't wait. We got those starting times for the Georgia games. I know the regular season SEC opener with South Carolina is a noon start up there in Columbia. We got that yesterday. But, yeah, can't wait. Before you know it, it's going to be here.
All right, man, coming up, we'll talk more about our Braves. A new series tonight. We split with the Phillies. And Steve Kuhnin's on the way, Hawks CEO. One team has punched their ticket. Tonight, another could. We'll talk to Steve Kuhnin coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dukes and Bell, lineup's coming out. And, Mike, it looks like no Acuna tonight.
Yeah, that word's official now. So he won't. I think means he won't even pinch hit. I think that snicker was kind of, you know, remember we played that soundbite a couple of weeks ago? He's been pretty strong in his opinions that, like, if he doesn't start, he's not playing, period. So it stinks.
It does. Dansby leading off tonight, playing shortstop, obviously. Ozzy in the two spot, followed by Ozuna. He's back. He's in left field tonight. Riley, Darnell, Matt Olson, Contreras is DHing, Duvall, Demerit in right field. So no Ronald Acuna, Ian Anderson on the hill tonight.
Well, we talked about Demerit with Grant McCauley. He's only got an 0 for 33 right now. So I would love to see Demerit, which was such a fantastic story. He's from Flowery Branch, right? Local kid.
Yeah.
And hopefully he can get it back on track. Otherwise, it's going to be a one-way ticket back to Gwinnett.
Yeah, man. I mean, once guys start to come back, specifically Rosario and some of these other guys that you're counting on coming back from injuries, it becomes who's playing well and who gets playing time. And, you know, Travis has been around the game. He knows that. But, yeah, he's just struggling right now. He popped one up last night in the infield. I was like, oh, you just have to feel for him because you keep thinking every time you make contact, Mike, it's going to be a hit, and then it's not. And every time that, you know, you're an out, it starts to build. So Braves lineup tonight again, no Ronald Acuna. So what is that? Is this three games now, right?
Three in a row.
Okay. It's Dukes and Bell with Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Speaking of the Braves, as we were talking about the injury starting to be a concern, listen, I hamper on this for the rest of the season. But is this the norm for Ronald Acuna? Is this going to be in and out of the lineup? Precautionary. Oh, well, he strained a hammy. He's going to miss three more. He'll be back for five. Is this the new norm as to how they're going to handle this, Mike, for the remainder of the season? Because, listen, all these little injuries start to stack up. And every time you're treating one, now another one happens. So you got a hammy. You got a, you know, you got a groin. Mike, how do you figure this out?
Well, I mean, you're not going to be able, like the law of averages said, first of all, you're not going to trade for guys. You just need Duvall to do his job. I mean, some guy said to me on the text line yesterday, he's like, should they just release Duvall? They're not going to release Duvall.
No.
I mean, the guy, like, he is the modern-day baseball player. He strikes out a lot. And at best, he's a 225, a 235 hitter, but he still slugs a bunch of home runs and gives you good RBIs. That's almost everybody in the Phillies lineup right now, right? So I think you just got to be patient. And I do think, for what it's worth, and this is sounds like something you and I have been saying for like weeks now, is the soundbite that we got from Kyle Wright last night after the game. He was speaking with the media. I read it in Dave O'Brien's column.
What did he say?
He said, it just isn't consistent enough yet. He goes, I feel like it's coming. This team is too good not to go on a stretch, you know, go on a run. Again, this is the words of Kyle Wright. He says, we're just scuffling a little bit after getting those two wins, talking about the Phillies. But I still believe in this team wholeheartedly. Too much talent to not go on a run at some point. And that's what almost everybody watching this team from the outside looking in is saying, too.
Dom, can we hear Brian Snicker talking about we only had one good offensive inning last night? This is what Kyle Wright is talking about. And it has to be more. You know, we can't do it one night and then not show up the next night. Now, again, Nola was on point last night, but we've chased good pitchers before, so this is not anything new. Sometimes guys are going to have success. But I agree with Brian Snicker. It was only one inning last night where you went, okay, we had a chance to do something. Everything else,
I only look back and, you know, maybe one real good opportunity all night.
Yeah.
We had first and third.
And Olsen, you know, runners in scoring position, we get nothing out of it. So that's the kind of night it was. But that speaks to what Kyle Wright's talking about. And he did get charged with three runs because he leaves the game. Will Smith comes in, but those guys, you know, he gets charged with the three hits, three runs because they end up scoring off of a two-run double with Will Smith on the hill. So right. It's unfortunate for him because he pitched well enough where he shouldn't have had to give up those three runs. But Will Smith couldn't get it done last year.
Yeah, bottom of the third, that's the inning you're talking about where Olsen struck out. It just, you know, and then later on, Olsen was getting hits, but there was nobody on base to do anything with. And then, you know, you mentioned it, the ninth inning, by the time they finally get, and I would have just let Nola keep pitching, but I just think, you know, Girardi's like, I can't take a risk once, you know, his pitch count was getting up there. So, you know, I just, man, it's frustrating. I think at this point, though, when you're scuffling, to use the phrase we've said and Kyle Wright just said last night, you know, you ran into a good pitcher last night, okay? Your guy did his job. Will Smith did not do his job. And let's be honest, Kenley Jansen and Will Smith have not been great the last week.
No. Bad week.
And everybody, I'll say it now. Just throw eventually, we are going to see Strider as the closer. He does fantastic work. There was a great quote today. I think it was Dansby Swanson saying he's got swagger, but not like in a jerk way. He's confident, but he's comfortable in his own skin. So, I mean, Strider is now definitely my flavor of the month with the Braves and a lot of Braves fans, too.
Well, Mike, you need him. You're going to need Matzik to come back and be right. Matzik. You know, we said this, mentor. Those things are big for our team, especially as we've not been able to score as many runs as we want. You know, we're going to be in a bunch of one-run games, and you are during the course of 162. Right. That's just the way it is. Last year, we won a lot of those games, which got us to a World Series. When you don't win those one-run games, usually it comes down to your bullpen. And that, you know, if it continues to fail or falter, it catches up with you, whether it's the closer or the middle relief. So his role right now, yes, I think it's perfect. Remember the other night he came in, I think it was 2 2/3, struck out five guys. He carried us in that middle relief role. But, yeah, I just think they got to get Matzik back, and that's another guy we've really missed.
Yep, and again, Matzik was, you know, he was having his own issues before he got injured, and then hopefully he gets back because when he's doing his thing, like you said, you laid it out there. You throw Strider in there. It's interesting, though, when you got your two setup guys, throw harder and better than your closers, and that's where we're going to be in this season again, like last year.
All right, guys, if you're just joining us, Noah Acuna tonight again in the lineup. And I'm not going to get, you know, I'm not going to overreact. I told you guys I wanted him in there. I thought they rushed him back. I'm blaming nobody but the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they broke their own rules. I said this. Oh, he won't play here. He won't play there. Okay, he's playing every day. Then they now they backed off of that again and basically, you know, said, hey, he can DH, but he can't play because these are nagging kind of injuries that don't get better unless you rest.
Right. So, and by the way, tonight is a guy that we pretty much raked up last time. You knocked him out of the box after four innings. Trevor Rogers, big left-handed pitcher for the Marlins, five earned runs, gave up three home runs down in Miami last Friday. So let's hope they tee off on this guy tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's Mike, we need a game where we score like 10. You know,
well, this could be the guy to provide the goods. We beat him 5-3 last time. Strikeouts had five. I'm looking at the box score from last week. So yeah, hopefully they'll smush this guy and get him out of the box.
All right, any concern for you guys with the Acuna thing? Now three straight games.
It's a thing now. It's a legitimate thing.
I agree, and that's why I can't dismiss that. Maybe it's not a thing for you. 404-741-0929. We're coming back. We're going to talk to Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO. NBA Finals almost set. And speaking of things being said, Trae Young went on the Old Man in the Three podcast with J.J. Redick. We'll ask Steve Coonan what he thought about those comments coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio 92.9 The Game. Time to check in with the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks. This is Catching Up with Coonan on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We do it each and every week. Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO, joins us on a weekly basis, and we get a chance to pick the big brain of our CEO, and there's a lot going on around the NBA and certainly with our Hawks. Steve, happy Memorial Day weekend, first and foremost. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thanks for asking. Hope everybody's doing great.
We are.
We wanted to call this, let's see if we can get Steve fined for tampering with Catching Up
with
Coonan.
Let's go. But, hey, up, cowboy.
By the way, Carl, I'll jump in. The stuff we got a kick out of to start the program was once the Warriors knocked out the Mavericks, some of the storylines I read today were, wow, Luka really needs some help. They've got to get Luka some help down there. Sounds a little familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah. I had somebody say, well, I guess we won the trade because Trae played one more Eastern Conference final game than he played Western. And I said, I don't think that's the way it worked. Can't we just understand they're both incredible players, they're both all NBA, and both teams, you know, fell short of the ultimate. And it just shows you really what an amazing franchise Golden State.
It is. You know, I was saying today, everyone's striving to duplicate that kind of success. First, it's hard, right? You got to have the right guys. But then these teams change, Steve, year to year, and they maintain. I mean, outside of the injuries, there's nothing you can do about that. They've maintained this level of excellence. I mean, that is what everybody's striving to do, right? It's not just we want to be good for 1 year. How can we be good for a decade?
Absolutely. I mean, look, given the choice of a championship and then maybe a setback for a year or two, I'd probably select that if I'm honest. You know, get one of these fat fingers a big old ring. That said, these guys really, it's impressive. Their stars aged. They brought in new players. Their coach, their GM were consistent. And here they are back again. And I don't think 3 months ago anybody really thought they'd be sitting at the top of the West. So pretty, pretty impressive.
It is Steve Coonan with us here, guys, talking about our Hawks. I know as a guy that, for those who don't know, Steve was a big shot at TNT and before that Coca-Cola, so he gets marketing. I would imagine if Boston can knock off Miami, that's a marketing dream for everybody at Disney.
Yeah, I talked to a senior person at the NBA today and said, you guys probably don't even need a plane to go fly out to the playoff, to the finals, do you? And they go, nope. You know, you've got one of the most vaunted historical franchises in Boston who hasn't been to the finals in a decade versus Golden State, which is both a team America loves to hate and America loves to love.
Yeah, it's a great way to put it with Golden State. And, you know, again, this is if they win, it's a dynasty because now you're talking about, you know, six and 8 years or whatever appearances in the finals and yeah. Four rings for Steph and Curry Clay and Draymond and those guys. There's no doubt it's not even a debate in my mind. But with that said, is that good for the NBA? Everybody says it is. Is it?
Oh, I think so. I think it's really good because, remember, this wasn't consecutive. We haven't even seen them in the playoffs in 4 years, so nobody's bored with them yet.
Good point.
Yeah, last time we saw them in the finals, Golden State lost to the Raptors, right? That was
2019.
Yeah, six-game series.
Faded memory.
Yeah.
Correct.
So it's a team which is built well. We think we've got the right guy with Schlenk, and as forthcoming as you'd like to be, wholesale changes what was the over under we set yesterday, Carl? 1.5 on the over under for new players starting for the Hawks next year opening day.
Ooh. Okay, that's interesting.
Care to take some of that action? I mean, would you go
okay,
over?
Okay, well, let's see. How many infractions can we have in one paragraph?
No, we're not saying.
Number one, trading guard starters. Oh, the CEO fell for that one. Hell yeah. My answer would be 6.
All right.
Yeah.
But you have said to us on record you're anticipating a lot of moves from Travis in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, look, just with free agency and you know, fixing some of the issues that were fairly obvious to everyone, that they're hopefully, but it takes two to tango, and I might sit here a month from now and say, we couldn't get a good trade partner. I don't know, but we are going into this eyes wide open and very aggressive, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, nobody's going to get fleeced. We're not going to do something dumb just to do something, so you guys have something to talk about. We're going to try to make our team substantially better.
Come on, Steve. Give us something to talk about.
But you can talk about how dumb we are.
Let me ask you, speaking of something to talk about, it's Steve Koonin, guys, Hawk CEO. Were you surprised at Steve Kerr's reaction to the events that happened in Uvalde? He was adamant the other night before the game. It is rare we see coaches, for that matter, whether it be front office, whomever in the world of sports, react the way that he did. And I don't care if you agree with Steve Kerr or not. I just think, you know, hearing this from an NBA coach, I think it caught a lot of people off guard.
I loved it. You know, I mean, Steve Kerr had the right platform, and he had the right tone, and he had the right message. What concerns me is when people who don't have the platform and the opportunity start opining on everything. But he was sitting there at a press conference, and this horrific event had happened a few hours beforehand. How do you not talk about it? And Steve is the guy who has a point of view. He's not scared to put his thoughts out there. And these are truly American tragedies. There's no other way around it. And take politics out of it. It's right. Just kids in schools should be a place of learning and safety, not of terror.
Well said. I thought Arthur Smith with the Falcons handled it pretty well. He said some things which I thought I wish a lot more people would say. I mean, why can't we find common ground? This shouldn't be that difficult when you consider we're talking about children getting murdered. It blows my mind.
We, the citizens of this country, can speak with one thing, and that's our vote.
It's true. That is the one thing.
And that's the
only
way change happens.
Yeah.
If the politicians feel like, oh, I need to do this to get elected, it will happen. Mm. And if there's no consequences, nothing's going to change.
Steve, while we're talking about this, Arthur Blank, his foundation, put out a statement. And I think Arthur Blank, the Falcons owner, obviously Atlanta United, is also backing this up with money to the Sandy Hook Promise, which is, you know, came about a few years ago with that tragedy there, and the Health Alliance for Violence Intervention. and he talks about mental health in this statement that he put out earlier today. You know, I was saying it's the one thing about our teams. We know Tony Ressler did this in 2020 with his investment into the community and the things that were going on. Our teams don't shy away from these things. They always seem to reach out and try to help in one way or another, even though it may not be just affecting Atlanta.
Absolutely. I mean, we don't wait for a horrific event to respond. We've been working on mental health and did a program a few months ago with Clayton County called Silence the Shame, where the performers Cynthia Bailey and Trey Young did a 30-minute conversation that we sent to Clayton County schools and school systems along with professional mental health experts, trying to get kids and teens to understand it's okay not to feel great every day and giving them tools and coping mechanisms. And what Arthur did was fantastic. We as sports teams have an outsized voice. I mean, guys, there's multiple sports talk radio stations. There's a sports segment on every broadcast report. There's dedicated channels to sport. There's a section in the newspaper. And if it's just about the game, I'm not sure that's the best opportunity to make our society better. So we're no smarter than anybody else. We're no different than anybody else. We're no better than anybody else. But we have a platform. And on occasion, we can use that platform because sports can bring people together. I mean, that's the one thing in our society that still brings unity is sports. I mean, when the Falcons made the World Series, when the Falcons made the Super Bowl, you'd look at somebody and go, rise up, rise up. You know, last year when the Braves won the World Series, Georgia winning, us in the Eastern Conference Final, it brought the city together in a very big way. And we don't want to preach. We just want to, you know, try to help. Right. And whether it's through programs or celebrity or dollars or whatever, we need to help because the people who most of us look at as being responsible aren't delivering the goods.
That's a great point. And it's, if enough people, as you said earlier, were, I mean, I just don't know how you, I don't know how you just brush this off and say that's collateral damage.
We've done it for 20, done it 20 times.
I know. And that's what I said to Carl earlier. I mean, like, I made some comments on Twitter. I get people unfollowing me. I'm like, I don't even know why. I can't wrap my head around it. And I understand, like, I don't agree with everything Steve Kerr says, but I respect his rights as an American to say it. And he was in the moment, as you said, Steve. And he used the platform, I thought, quite eloquently. How else? How can you ignore it?
You can't. And at some point in time, it has to change. Because it's a uniquely American issue.
Steve,
uniquely American.
It is. No, there's no doubt. Always appreciate your candor. It's why folks love you as a CEO of our Atlanta Hawks. Any plans this weekend you're watching? Obviously, you're watching this. You know the games and what's going on. You got anything else going on?
A little hoops this weekend, a little auto racing this weekend. And fortunately, my lovely, wonderful wife is in a cast from some wrist surgery. No beach, no mountain climbing. Probably wouldn't be any mountain climbing in our future anyway. No sail surfing or, you know, diving with sharks. But
you know what? Hey, Carl, here's an idea. I'm taking my father-in-law to the Indy 500. You ever been to the Indy 500, Steve?
The Indy 500 and the Kentucky Derby are the only two big national events I have never been to, and they're both on my list.
Let's put the Indy 500 on the back burner since I've been a lot, Carl. Let's get Steve to use his juice to get us and him to the Kentucky Derby next week.
It's a great
Oh, I want to have a horse, man. I want to run a horse in there. I don't want to go as a spectator.
Carl.
I want to go as a participant.
Carl, and down the stretch they come, Puffy K by your nose.
Exactly. That is the name of my horse that doesn't exist yet today.
I love it. Steve, have a great weekend. Thanks again. We will talk to you next week, guys. By the way,
NBA everybody finals... be safe and be smart.
Thank you. NBA Finals starts next week. We'll wait to see if the Celtics or Heat advance. All right, we're coming back. We got the Falcon Report on the way. The latest from Arthur, not Arthur Blank, but Arthur Smith, as he had some things to say about OTAs and what's going on with our team. And hear what he had to say about a guy changing positions. It's coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.